Kiss 92, and it's time for Doctors in the House, and this is where we learn a lot of things, right? Important things.
Yep.
And this month is all about living gracefully into our 50s. Yeah, Jason?
That's right, Maddie. I'm already there. You're close behind. And you know what happens when you start to get older is you start to have problems with your eyesight. Mm. You know, things like cataracts and glaucoma start to hit you.
Yep. So here to help us is Dr. Leonard Ang, ophthalmologist from Mount Elizabeth and Novena Hospital. Welcome, Doc.
Yay. Yay. And thank you. You're our first ophthalmologist.
Yes.
Right?
What is an ophthalmologist?
Ophthalmologist is an eye specialist.
Eye specialist. Oh. So anything to do with the eyes, you take care of for people.
That's right.
So, Doc, what are the common symptoms of cataract and glaucoma?
Okay. Firstly, cataract is a condition where the natural lens of the eye becomes cloudy, reducing the amount of light entering the eye and causing loss of vision.
Mm.
Glaucoma is a condition where there's a rise in eye pressure of the eye, which damages the nerve.
Mm.
Now, both cataract and glaucoma generally present with a painless, gradual, progressive loss of vision. And glaucoma may also present with a sudden loss of vision with severe pain. The visual loss from cataract is usually a generalized blurring of vision, while the visual loss from glaucoma begins with a loss of vision in the peripheral, and this slowly progresses to the central vision at the late stage.
In this day and age when a lot of people use the computer and also our handphones, right, is there a rise and increase in the risk?
No, the use of these digital devices do not increase the risk of cataract or glaucoma.
Oh, good to know.
What does increase the risk of getting these conditions?
Well, the cause of cataract is primarily age-related.
Just age.
Sunlight exposure may cause it as well, and you may have certain medical conditions which may increase the risk of cataract or glaucoma.
Mm.
Glaucoma also is primarily genetically predetermined, and it occurs more in the middle ages as well as more elderly people. Although, once again, certain medical conditions in the eye can increase the risk of glaucoma, like if there's inflammation of the eye, there's certain trauma, you may also increase the risk of glaucoma.
But if your parents had it, you might have a higher chance of getting it.
Absolutely. Right. So there's a familial inheritance for glaucoma, so patients with a direct relative with glaucoma have a higher chance of getting glaucoma themselves.
Right.
So, Doc, exactly when should I, seek treatment, and what kind of treatment should I seek for both of these conditions?
Well, the treatment of cataract is primarily in the form of surgery. Cataract surgery involves the removal of the cataract through a process known as phaco emulsification, followed by the insertion of an artificial lens.
And you can do your LASIK at the same time, right?
So, in the same
I know
way,
people who have.
Really?
Yeah.
Right. Wow.
So, although we don't do LASIK surgery at the same time, but what it does is that you can actually achieve the same result as LASIK surgery because these artificial lenses can not only give patients better vision, but also can help to correct the short-sightedness, the astigmatism, and the reading problem or laohua through the surgery so that patients can reduce their need for spectacles.
So it's a light at the end of the tunnel.
Yeah, you go from having terrible vision to having great vision.
Yeah.
That's right. So essentially, it's almost a 4-in-1 operation where you can remove the cataract and also correct your need for spectacles.
Wow.
Contact lenses. Yeah.
Whereas the treatment for glaucoma is primarily in the form of medication, in the form of eye drops, and these eye drops are very safe and effective.
Mm.
Laser treatment may be used for certain kinds of glaucoma, like the narrow angle glaucoma, and surgery is usually considered when glaucoma is not controlled despite medication.
Mm. Cool.
So don't take your vision for granted.
Yes.
If you'd like to schedule an appointment with Dr. Leonard Ang, simply WhatsApp 811-577 or log on to mountelizabeth.com.sg.